Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and today I have a special guest. Because it's my birthday, it was Tracy's idea, my producer, to have an astrologer come on and do a birth chart. I've never had a birth chart done before, but I've always been interested in it. And I don't really know that much about astrology. So today, someone that came like highly recommended to me, shout out to Chrissy Rutherford. Chrissy Rutherford is one of the people that suggested her, but her name is Alice Bell. Hi, Alice.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Alice Bell is a full-time astrologer. She is a contributor for British Vogue. You have a column there, right? Is it?
Yeah, Weekly Horoscopes.
Weekly Horoscopes, okay.
Yeah.
And then you also have your own podcast called Astrology and You.
Yeah, that's a weekly podcast on learning the basics of astrology.
How old is that podcast?
It's literally only a little over a month old. I just launched it in January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you fall right into it.
We're
like a little over a year old here.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I had you do a birth chart for me. And then later on, I gave you a couple of housewives that I think would be interesting. I know that you kind of are into, you were saying you follow The Bachelor, right?
Yeah. Like Bachelor, Love Island, all the romantic kind of reality shows.
do you ever watch Wendy Williams?
No.
You know who Wendy Williams is, right?
I'm probably not good to have on here because I don't do pop culture stuff usually.
It's totally fine. She's like a New York institution. She's like a talk show host, but she is unlucky in love. And she had recently had a biopic come out about her on Lifetime, which is really trashy. But she's having like a ton of like a dating show, I think, like a segment on her show where she just tries to like date men. She's trying to find a man, but I don't know.
Oh my God, that's my dream.
Yeah. Check that out. But I had you take a couple of housewives later on and we're going to go through their birth charts as well and discuss what's kind of going on in their lives. And I don't know, whatever that means, whatever birth charts mean. So give me the rundown. Give us like I'm a child. Talk to me and explain what you do.
Okay. So, I mean, most of you guys probably know your sign and that's like what you look to for your weekly or monthly horoscope, but that's like only a small part of what your whole astrology is. And that's where the concept of the birth chart comes in. And that's based on the exact time, place, and date of birth, like down to the minute.
Yeah.
So when I look at the housewives, I can't see like everything because we don't know their exact time, but like we can get like kind of a better picture. But anyways, the birth chart is a blueprint of like where the planets and the stars were at the very moment you were born. And depending on where they fall, that tells something about like what your unique life path is as a person and like what your challenges might be, what comes naturally to you. And also, the birth chart, I guess it doesn't really tell future events. That's where you get into like things like transits. Yeah, okay. That's when you apply like what's currently going on in the sky to your birth chart. And so when things line up in line with your birth chart, that's when certain life events get activated, like entering into a new relationship, getting a promotion at work. So it varies from person to person.
And just a random question. Like I always wonder, like, what is your... what's your take on like transits, I guess? Like, do you believe so much in future foretelling?
Yeah.
You believe in that? Yeah.
It's so accurate. It's like, it's not like a psychic. I feel like when you go to a psychic, that stuff is up to change a lot of the time, depending on your energy. But with astrology, it doesn't say like exactly what's going to happen to you, but it shows kind of what the general vibe, what the mood is moving forward and what there is energy to do. But it's up to you to like decide to make the choices for yourself.
I should get, I'm looking at that in the future. I love, I love that. Yeah.
You have some big stuff going on, which
I
guess we'll get into.
I do. Yeah. I have a lot of big stuff going on. So let's get right into it. Tell me what you, so guys, everybody, I gave her down to the minute, what time I was born, where I was born, all of that. So I'm just going to go from there.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start with the like most prominent stuff in your chart. So in addition to being a Pisces sun, you're a Gemini rising and a Gemini moon. So this means like communication and having like talking to people, being able to like write and speak. It's interesting that you have a podcast because that ties into that stuff perfectly.
Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of a way for you to find emotional fulfillment and like reach your career goals. There's a lot of planets also in the house of work in your chart. So I feel like career is where you direct all of your energy. And that's like kind of a source of pride for you. I see going on right now, because you have a Gemini rising, a Gemini moon, there are eclipses in those two signs, Gemini and Sagittarius, throughout all of 2021. So I feel like you're going through more significant life developments. These eclipses only happen every 9 years in Gemini Sag. So this is significant for you. I feel like, have you gone through a move yet? Are you thinking about moving?
I moved actually in September.
Oh my God. Yeah, mid-September. Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because those eclipses started in June of 2020. And then I also see probably like relationship stuff coming into play too, and learning how to either like keep more of an open mind with dating if you're single, or there's like a new chapter going on in some kind of relationship and you're learning how to balance your life probably with someone else's. Yeah. Are you single? Like, what's going on?
A situationship. I mean, it's a pandemic app. We are in a Panera Bread. So I haven't been seeing anybody.
There's I like feel
someone
like
it, in the mist, but I'm not.
I feel like over the course of 2021, there's potential for there to be like something more long lasting formed. Like this is a bigger kind of relationship year for you. I see you coming out of like 2020. That was like a very much a psychological growth year, where you were probably doing like a lot of inner work, maybe interested in therapy or like getting rid of negativity in your life. And now you're more career focused and kind of in the spotlight. So I feel like your career is just going to continue to develop more and more over the next 2 years. And you're probably going to get, more growth, especially when Jupiter goes to Pisces in 2022, because you have so many Pisces planets. Pisces, Sun, Venus, and Mars. It's going to hit all of those. And I just see that as like really positive year for you.
Awesome.
But I guess also what all those Pisces planets means, like the Venus, Mars, especially, means that in relationships, you're very sensitive and you might kind of, I don't know, when you date, like, do you build up kind of like a romantic fantasy around someone? Or
I feel like a lot of people do though, right?
Than others.
Like, I mean, cause I think, Pisces, don't they tend to typically be like dreamers or like very I build up ideas of people in my head, so obviously get kind of like let down a lot, but that's in any relationship in my life, I think.
I feel like just like with Venus and Mars, those are the two like sexual relationship oriented planets, having those in Pisces means it's kind of like more so for you that way than for other people.
Yeah.
Where it's like going on a date with someone and wanting to marry them. Maybe this stuff was like more apparent when you were younger. Sometimes as you get older, it just like becomes easier to deal with. But I see kind of relationships being the more difficult part of your chart than the career stuff.
Yeah.
And I also see you having like very good writing abilities. Like you're able to like communicate your ideas really well. And maybe you're constantly like teaching yourself new things. And I feel like you could have the potential to be a really good teacher or like mentor of people.
That's interesting. I mean, I do work in communications, and I have the reason that I started the podcast. Well, one of the lanes that brought me to the podcast was I have a social media feed and a lot of people follow the stories. And so there's a lot of text. There's a lot of writing. In a way, it's storytelling. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I also see the relationship with your mom. I don't know. Do you share like a lot of characteristics with her? Or are you similar?
We're like impatient. In that sense, we can get like impatient with each other. But I think we have a pretty good relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see some of our traits, especially as I get older. I notice these things, especially when I go home for like a vacation. Like, you know, it's more noticeable.
Yeah. Was there like tension at home growing up? I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I've seen
it's
kind
totally
of
fine.
Like...
Yeah. So I think I've said it a few times briefly on here, but I mean, I did kind of, I was an only child and I'm raised by a single mother who was working. Okay. So television was kind of my companion, writing and drawing and television. So it kind of raised me, and I spent a lot of time alone, which is not like sounds sadder than it is. I mean, it actually fueled my imagination as a kid, but I didn't really have like a strong connection to my mother growing up. I mean, I loved her, but it's like, we didn't have that like friend relationship that I think a lot of my peers did with their parents. But I did have a really strong relationship with my grandmother because she's more patient, I think. A quality I see in her. So especially when you're a child, you're drawn to that, you know?
Yeah. I'm seeing that like in basically, so your sun is Pisces, your moon is Gemini. Those two kind of clash with one another. They form in astrology what's called a square. So when the sun, which is like your ego, your identity, clashes with like the home and like the nurturing, it kind of means there might have been like tension going on at home growing up. And maybe as an adult that manifests in like you, your emotional needs are sometimes at odds with like what you want for yourself or like your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you notice that at all?
So could you give an example? I mean, I'm just trying to like,
I would say, I just feel like the career stuff might clash
with my relationships.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. Okay. Just trying to make time, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And then I also see like work, did you go through like a big work shift around your, I guess, late 20s?
Let me try to think. Wow. Yeah, I'd say my late 20s. Yeah.
Okay. Because you have Saturn in the sixth house. So Saturn, I don't know if you've ever heard of a Saturn return, but that's what everyone goes through around the time they're 28, 29, 30. And basically with you having that in a workhouse means you really came into like what you were meant to be doing for a living and like work. As you got older and that part of your life probably just got easier or made more sense to you at that time. But I see you being like kind of a perfectionist and putting like a lot of pressure on yourself to do well.
Yeah. I'd say that's true.
Yeah. That's kind of like the basics of your birth chart. Did you have questions about that?
I guess like, is there anything like going forward I should look out for, or are there any kind of like,
going forward, it is very work focused. I think there's possibility for relationship though. I would watch out for these next set of eclipses coming up. So there's going to be a lunar eclipse in your relationship house on May 26. I feel like that could activate some kind of you forming a connection or realizing your feelings for someone. Mm-hmm. And then also on June 10th, a solar eclipse in Gemini. So that's going to activate your Gemini rising, your Gemini moon. So I feel like turning in a new direction with like your personal interests, like the goals you want for yourself, moving into the second half of the year.
Okay.
So honestly, when there are eclipses on the rising sign and the moon, there tends to be like new interests that are picked up at that time and kind of wanting to go in a new direction with your life.
Okay. Yeah, but it could be positive or negative.
No, I definitely think it's positive. I think it'll lead in 2022 to bigger career growth and more people knowing who you are. Like just career is kind of where a lot is headed right now.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I would see. Yeah, that's interesting. Wow, I've never done that. How often do you do these for people? I love that.
I do about, I would say like about 10 readings a week. I try to limit it because it does get to be a lot, but
Yeah. So I, like I mentioned previously, I gave you a couple of housewives to do, ones that the listeners will definitely know. You might have even heard some of these. So we started with Lisa Rinna.
Okay.
She's kind of an enigma because she's like a loud social media personality. And I think that a lot of people like know her from either online or from her work in television or, but she kind of is, I'm like at a loss for words of how to explain her. She's like kind of like the wisecracking clown, but also like there's something a little bit dark about her too, because she doesn't really seem to have any allegiances with a lot of people on, that she films this show with. And I think she's kind of a lightning rod for drama. So I wanted to know what you see in her birth chart. She's born on
So July she 11. Has a lot of, I can't tell her rising sign because we don't have the birth time, but I do see she has a lot of water. And what was interesting was three of the housewives you gave me, they all have Pisces moons.
Really?
So that's like kind of like a point of connection between all of them, feeling like very emotionally connected, like a kind of family-ish bond.
And maybe why I was drawn to picking them.
Yes,
I understand.
Lisa Rinna specifically has a lot of Cancer in her chart. So I feel like she might put on like a more tough exterior to cover up like insecurities or sensitivity. I kind of see just with her moon placement in Pisces next to this asteroid Chiron, probably troubles at home, problems at home growing up or like with her mom specifically.
Okay.
So I don't know if that has to do with like maybe a persona she puts on now.
I wonder, I mean, her mom films on the show a lot. Her name is Lois. They seem like they had a good relationship growing up. I don't believe, but maybe the listeners will correct me. I'm not Yeah.
I see kind of like the mom having a fiery nature too. And like Lisa herself being like very emotionally reactive. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I don't get that from them. But then again, her mother is very late in life. So you know how like relationships can change over time. So okay. I can't see them.
Because I see Lisa has like Mars in Virgo and it's opposite her moon in Pisces. And when you have like a tough aspect with the moon in Mars, it means someone like who like readily shows their emotions kind of like impulsively, if that makes sense.
I could see
and
that.
With that Mars and Virgo being like kind of critical too, or like needing things done like a very specific way, kind of like in control, I guess.
Yeah, she's kind of a control freak and a bit reactionary, I would say. So.
Okay, yeah. I bet her emotions just like control a lot of her decisions. Just there's so much Cancer and Pisces in this chart.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Next one is also an enigma. This is an interesting woman. I have to just give you a background on this one. She lives in Salt Lake City and she's a preacher at a press, or what is it? What are the churches that are like almost, I don't want to say cultish, but like.
No, I know what you're talking about. Is it?
They
it's
use
not Baptist.
Pentecostal.
Oh,
it's Pentecostal,
okay.
Right? That's like what it is, right? But she's a preacher at one and she's like insanely wealthy. And people are really unclear as to how she got a lot of her wealth, but she is actually married to her grandfather. Her grandfather like married her grandmother. And then when her grandmother passed, she asked for the husband to marry her granddaughter and carry on the church. And so she married him and they have a child together.
Okay.
This
is Mary, right?
Mary Crosby. Yeah.
I wish I had this rising time for this stuff because I could see kind of where, like why the religion stuff would play a role in this.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I mean, she has a lot of Gemini, so it looks like, I mean, I see the relationship, like this like relationship commitment, taking that very seriously. She's a Venus-Saturn conjunction in her chart and being like holding her friends to very high standards too and like a relationship as well and just being kind of like no nonsense in that area of her life. I do see like an absent father though. I don't know if that is like part of her story.
I don't know a lot about her backstory with her dad, but it sounds like she doesn't have a great relationship with her mom at all. Like they're not on speaking terms.
I think there's
some stuff with the church and the money came into play. And so, you know,
both parents looks hard.
Okay.
I see like dad being very critical of her, or at least one parent very critical.
Okay.
And then with all the Gemini kind of like, I feel like she has like a very anxious energy. And then she has an Aries sun and Aries Mercury. So kind of high energy and like needing things to happen immediately.
I could see that. But, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she may have been like a little low self-esteem as a child though.
I could totally see that. She's very skittish. She has a very skittish nature.
Yeah, that happens a lot with Gemini planets. It's like they can't, their mind is always just like going. And like, it's hard to just like stay settled on like one.
And she's not a great public speaker either. So sometimes people that like have scatterbrained.
Well, that's interesting.
Like that.
She's born during a Mercury retrograde. So that what that tends to do is like communication tends to be a point of difficulty throughout the life. And it's just something you have to work a lot harder at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that does make sense. I guess more than Lisa's.
Yeah. So that's Mary, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is kind of also a lightning rod for drama. South, she lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a former Miss USA. I think it's Miss USA or is it Miss? It's Miss USA, I think. And Kenya Moore, she's estranged from her mother. Like her mother, when she gave birth to her, I guess, like, didn't want anything to do with her as a child and gave her up to, I think, her aunt. And so her aunt raised her and they've had a really, you know, she has a great relationship with her aunt, I guess, but she doesn't really have a family, doesn't have any relationship with her mom or her father, no siblings. So now she has a daughter and her big thing is family on the show and just trying to have the family that she never had.
I can see that early family trauma. She has a moon in Capricorn and it's making a hard aspect to this like Pluto in Libra and Uranus in Libra. So that means kind of like chaos at home growing up or kind of like family trauma that went on.
Okay.
I also see her as like very blunt and like there's just so much Sagittarius planets that kind of like saying how it is and not really caring if it upsets anyone.
Okay.
And then she's... Yeah, just like high energy. Mars and Jupiter are right next to each other. So I just feel like it's like she just like puts things out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. She's okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then she also has a sun in Aquarius. So kind of being like the outsider almost, or feeling, I feel like with Aquarius planets, like the person always feels like very different, especially when they're younger. It's kind of like the outsider sign.
Was that in my chart at all?
You have an Aquarius career line. Okay. So you don't have any Aquarius planets at all, but with that Aquarius career line, it could mean like you kind of have your hand in a ton of different things for work and not really, I don't know. Maybe it's like hard to settle down into one exact path because there's so many different possibilities for you.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. And then what else does she have? She has Capricorn Moon and Capricorn Mercury. So probably very hard on herself and hard for her to express emotion. It's kind of like, it's very contrasted with the Sagittarius where it's like blunt, but then like not really having a hard time showing her own feelings.
Okay. I could see that for her. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. That's her chart.
That's Kenya. Mm-hmm. And then next we have, up north in New York City, we have Sonia Morgan. Okay. Yeah. So I won't tell you anything about her.
Okay. So Sonia also has a Pisces moon, like two other women.
Who were all the ones? So it was Kenya, Sonia.
Lisa has a Pisces moon. Mary has a Pisces moon and Sonia does.
Okay. Got it.
Kenya is the only one that doesn't. So I don't know. Is she kind of different from the group?
Yeah. She's definitely more abrasive. I'd say the others seem more happy-go-lucky in a sense. Mm-hmm, I would definitely say she kind of sticks out.
I would say with the Pisces moon, it's kind of like knowing how to get in touch with other people's emotions and just being more sensitive to what other people need. And so those three women have that while the other might not. So with the last one, again, she has a ton of Sagittarius too, similar to like, I guess the one we just talked about. Mm-hmm. So Sagittarius, like in addition to kind of like saying how it is, being very adventurous, loving to learn, loving to like have new experiences, getting kind of restless, honestly, when they don't have that in their life. And loving travel. Do those two Sagittarius women travel a ton?
So who's the other Sagittarius? She said, Kenya and Sonia.
Yeah. Kenya and Sonia.
Sonia more so than Kenya, but I mean, they're both kind of, Sonia, I would say of the entire bunch is very, that she talks about is yachts and jet set life that she, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. And then Mars and the moon are connected to Pluto in her chart. So I see like when she's set on something, there might be some controlling tendencies too, like being very persistent and like not kind of like letting go until she gets what she wants.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
She does this thing where she's also drinks a lot. A lot on one point on the show. And when she gets into these, you know how some people, when they argue, mm-hmm. they get into like a record, like it's like a broken record and they just kind of repeat themselves over mm-hmm. and over and they don't even understand mm-hmm. that they're doing it. She does that. Yeah. And I think she gets fixated on ideas and she talks about them for an entire season. It's kind of.
Okay. Fixation. That's a Pluto thing. And also, with the moon connected to Pluto in the chart, like very extreme emotions. Like when she feels things, it's like every intensity of that emotion.
Yeah.
So like mm-hmm. you already get kind of like overwhelming emotions with the Pisces moon, but then connected to Pluto and it's like kind of overwhelming even more so.
Okay.
But that's her chart. It's basically so much Sagittarius. So the two that have a lot of Sagittarius, those eclipses will hit them this year. So I don't know if they're news for going through big changes. Yeah. Something like that.
We'll see. Nothing really. I guess we've been in a pandemic, so there's but who knows? Yeah.
It's just the beginning. See how they play out over the next year. I feel like definitely something will happen with them.
Can I ask you, since you don't really know a lot about these women, of those mm-hmm. four, if you read those, who do you think you would like the most as a person to hang?
Get along the best with the second one. Who is that? Mary.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Aries curious. And then the Pisces moon and the Gemini. I think she's like the most, calm out of them.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skittish nature, but still kind of calm. I get that.
Yeah. 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 She's my favorite. Who's your favorite?
I think Sonia Morgan. Yeah. She's affable. She's gregarious. She's fun. And it's not as intense. It's just kind of like,
It's funny that you like are drawn to this show and you like like following these characters a lot because the Pisces moon, I feel like, connects with like your Pisces sun, Venus, and Mars. Like if you think about it, if you think about like the celebrities you like the most, they usually have stuff in common with your own birth chart.
Really?
Because there's a reason you're like drawn to them.
Well, now I'm going to have to look up like all the celebs that have, I'm sure it makes some kind of sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this. This has been eye-opening. And do you have anything else to say about these?
No, I just like wish we had the exact birth time.
I
could have gone like way more into it.
These women are oversharers, so I'm sure it would be easy for us to find out at someday what time they're born and everything like that. Until then, I want to thank you for coming on today and doing this, taking time out of your day.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to tell people where to follow you and where to find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Stalk Alice. That's S-T-A-L-K Alice. And then my website is stalkalice.com.
I actually love your Instagram. It's really like nicely curated. It's almost like almost borders on like fashion as well, right? So like
my background was fashion. I used to work as a fashion assistant. So I became an astrologer randomly.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for being on today, and I hope to talk to you soon in the future.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Keep it cute. Okay, listen, it's the birthday episode.
Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, is this my birthday episode?
Oh, okay.
Wendy, Wendy, Wendy.
Stop.
Wendy. What did she say? Wait. Whitney, Whitney, Whitney. Oh, how I have lived to see this day. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good.
Just chilling. Got your hairy bow. I actually just ate mine. I ate them all.
I'm out here. I'm doing it.
Those don't last more than 5 minutes in my house. The Haribo gummy bears.
Like I eat them in 10 seconds. It's disgusting.
Everyone say hello to Jonathan Lawhorn. He's back in the house.
Hi, everyone.
At least once a month.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's really the vibe. It has to be now.
Ooh, Texas.
I mean, are your folks good? Like, what's going on? Okay.
So, some of the listeners might know my mom and... Yeah, my whole family lives in Texas, and they're from Houston. Luckily, everyone still has electricity, but they don't have running water. So everyone has, like, bottled water and stuff. They haven't had it in, like, 2 days. Nobody in the city? I mean, because the pipes, you know what I mean?
Ooh, girl.
I know.
It's like Puerto Rico down there.
It's worse, honestly.
It really is.
It's, it's worse because they had all of the means to make sure that this didn't have to happen.
Right. It's but like y'all.
But y'all, you know what? I'm not even going to do all that. God bless. We hope for the best for everybody that is in Texas. But this is what you get when you have low taxes. You have crumbling infrastructure. And you know what I mean? And if you vote for people like a warthog named Ted Cruz, which we're going to get to.
Wow.
We're going to get to him.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to get into first? First up,
I mean, I'm only rooting for everybody in Texas that's black to manage. Everybody else I don't care about. So it's like the rest of y'all can figure it out.
And my family.
I mean, your family, but sure. I mean, the white folks, whatever. But like, I mean, y'all can pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. Like, I don't care for this.
And we're off. I want to first off wish a happy birthday, late birthday to Meg Thee Stallion.
Yay, man!
Aquarius queen.
Aquarius queen.
There's so many fucking good birthdays in a span of 1 week time.
I can't stand Aquariuses either. Y'all are so fucking worrisome. I can't.
Well, I'm actually a Pisces. I'm right on the
cusp. Oh, because you're right on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense to me now that I'm... I mean, you give me Pisces energy.
Yeah. I share the same birthday with Rihanna.
Oh!
Kurt Cobain. Cindy Crawford.
Oh.
Sydney Poitier.
Oh, okay.
I come from a lineage, okay?
A bitch, fuck you.
Let me be. Just let me have some shit.
These are not your ancestors. Like,
it's not my birthday. It's my birthday. Just let me. I could be with Rihanna. I'm Caribbean. She's Caribbean.
Oh, okay. So that's just one place. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go outside and come back in? Do you want to do this over? You good? You good? Because so those are the birthdays. Do you share any birthdays with anyone? Anyone good?
I think my birthday is, I'm pretty sure Kate Blanchett and George Clooney and I have the same birthday.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I mean, he's the worst Batman.
He's my favorite one. What are you talking about?
Favorite Batman?
Yes, because it was goofy and made no fucking sense. Like, I'm obsessed. Also, that was when we got
Is that
Uma.
The one where they had the pecs and the nipples?
Yes, and then Uma. Like, that is literally...
Okay, yeah, that's a gay
that
boys.
That movie is it.
If you watch... Poison Ivy with the whole... Yeah.
I knew I was watching that Poison Ivy and I was like, oh, I'm definitely gay. I'm like, this is it.
Wait, so you prefer Poison Ivy to Catwoman?
Oh, no, because Michelle
okay,
ate.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Best Catwoman ever.
Ever. I don't want to hear anything else.
Yeah.
Eight.
I also liked Eartha Kitt's Catwoman. Shout out to eccentric.
Too.
I like eccentric black women. Like old kind of crazy kooky. Shout out to Mary Cosby.
Yes!
We're going to get to her. We're going to get to that.
I just need to let that part.
And just to make sure, you watched Real Housewives of New Jersey last night?
I watched clips. I watched the whole thing. It was too hectic.
Okay, but you saw the clip that I'm talking about, right?
I can't. I don't know why that.
Okay, we're going to get. Okay. Okay. So anyway, wait. Can you believe? Wait, let's rewind because I haven't talked to you in a minute. What's up? What's up?
What's up?
You're moving to LA, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, why do you know that?
Wait, Skaya told me. Shout out Skaya.
That bitch talked too fucking
she
much.
She does too fucking. Yeah, she does. She does.
Skaya, shut up.
Why? You were going to tell me.
I was going to tell you, but I was going to do it on here. Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm coming back to LA. Fuck Seattle. This shit goofy, y'all whack. I want to be here. I don't know why I was here this fucking long in this dumbass city.
Make sure this airs after you get the moving trucks. They're going to literally jump you on your way out. Okay. Thank you.
Nobody can fight.
Nobody
ever can fight. Nobody can beat my ass out here.
The freaks and fleece.
Freaks and fleece.
So, rewind. We haven't talked in a minute. Here and there. You saw someone called me a 5 foot gay the other day.
Oh my God. Who is that?
I don't know. Some random someone made like a fake account.
That's
it. Had
like
30K
person.
Followers.
And you're
it's
like
39.
You're like, correction.
Y'all are, I know gays are bad at math, but let's.
It's like, be specific, bitch, because you could have just rounded up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
why
and I'm 5'9. You're missing nines everywhere. I'm going to need you. Let's get it. Okay, let's keep it all the way 100.
Like, who 5'9
and have two hands. And what's up?
I mean, that feels like somebody that know you and they like are trying to be messy.
Everyone's always messy, so I think I might stay off the internet on my actual birthday because I need a little bit of light in my life. And
oh, they're gonna try to eat you up because this is all they do.
They do. They do. You know what? I might pop in because then you know I usually choose violence most days.
I mean, you should. I mean, it's popping. I mean, it's like if it's not you on Instagram, Johnny's fighting on Twitter all the time. I'm like, why are people coming?
Johnny?
To so
Who's
much?
Johnny? Oh, Johnny Sibley.
I'm always popping in, and I'm like, is Shout Johnny, Johnny good? I'm like, let me tag in because I'm like,
fighting goes left and right.
They come for him.
I jump
I'm like,
in.
Leave him alone. I do too.
But
I
Johnny's
love
my
it.
Johnny's my friend, so I jump. Hi, like, Johnny. We love you.
We love you. Keep fighting. I'm always in the background. I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. When they told him he was white passing.
Oh my God. I was like, y'all are really messy. Like, this is weird. Like,
that
y'all
one
just
gay
be on here and be
Paul,
mad.
A white gay told Johnny Sibley that he was white passing. And I was like, okay, so first off, just disclaimer, white people, you're not allowed to tell brown people or black people that they're white passing. It's not really your space like, to don't
take
even
take it back
worry.
Further. Y'all are not even allowed to talk to us. Don't speak to me.
Stop.
How about that? Like,
okay,
I'm not, this is what we're doing this year. Don't talk to me.
How about that? My views do not express Jonathan's views do not. Oh my God, you're not aligned. You're already getting us in trouble. It's like literally minute five. Okay, so
I tried to like jump in, but Barrett got us blocked, girl, because we already jumped him once. So he don't like us. Unblock me so we can fight. I ain't gonna hurt you.
I don't really have any New Year's resolutions because it's not a real year. So keep it up. I'm on bullshit. I mean, waiting for 2022 to start praying and get right, you know? So
are we
everything
there?
Until then is just wasting time.
I mean, are we gonna make it there? It's like the pan,
probably not. Probably
the
not.
The pan pizza about to reset. Like, I don't know why people think that this is over.
Pizza. Oh my God. Tia and Tiny, we have not heard enough about what's going on with their drama.
I'm like nervous to even talk about this because I feel like Tiny's
gonna... mic up more. I wonder if people can hear me. I'm gonna just hold this up closer to me.
Like, you want to bring this up because Tiny might send goons. Like, I just want you to be prepared. Because, like, Shekinah had 20 meltdowns on IG Live, so they probably threatened her. I was like, why is she crying on here? Like, this is so weird.
She's
like,
always like, crying, okay?
But it was weird. I was like, it looked like she was looking off camera. They had, like, somebody being like, bitch, say this. And I was like, this is a lot. Like, she spooked.
So let's break it down for the people that don't speak hood booger, okay? Because let's break it down for people who don't know who these people are. T.I., the rapper, and his girlfriend, Tiny, because they're not even married, are they? Are they married?
Yeah, they're married.
They're married? Okay.
Yeah. Wow, Tiny, you just called her the girlfriend. Wow.
Whatever. She acts like it.
She acts like a side.
He acts like it, too. So listen, T.I., she's of Xscape fame. You might know her from Candy from Real Size of Atlanta. She's mm-hmm. always around her. And they have a show, T.I. and Tiny Friends and Family Hustle, which is on VH1. I've never seen one fucking episode. I'm not interested.
Neither.
I don't really care about family don't drama. Care. They were accused of sexual abuse, drugging, and trafficking young women, like by the hundreds, right? Yep. Something allegedly.
Yes, yes, say that for sure.
Allegedly. Yeah. By the former associate of theirs, Sabrina Peterson, who you know was probably in on the shit. It's always, you know what I mean? She's probably in on it, but these people are all sketchy. They're all dirt bags.
They're all dirt bags.
Truly. But with the matter still going on, VH1 actually opted to halt production on their reality show in its fourth season. I'm surprised this is even still on the air.
I'm like, who watches it?
Who watches this? Okay, so if T.I. and Tiny, Friends and Family Hustle is still on the air, then bring back Hogan's Knows Best then. Bring back Hogan Knows Best. Bring that back.
Okay.
We're going to do Trash Families.
I mean, if that's the hill you want to die on.
Okay, you know sure. what? Unrelated, well, kind of related. Brooke Hogan ate the birthday cake, or was it Birthday Sex? Remember Birthday Sex, that song by Trey Songz?
Yes.
Brooke Hogan has a remake of it.
I've never heard it, and I'm so annoyed that you even told me now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hype about it, and it's going to be it.
She ate it up, okay? Ah. Let me tell you something.
Brooke what Hogan do you mean she it. Ate?
She ate. Everything. She's a white girl. Listen, What About Us is one of my favorite premiere singles ever. You can't deny Brooke, star power.
I mean, Willa Ford would like a word, but okay.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true. I Want to Be Bad is okay.
If all of that those, bitch.
All of those songs. Literally any song that came out from year 2001 to 2006. Five. That was bops. Like just bops. Bops. Speaking of trash, Ted Cruz today.
Oh my God.
Last night, he decided to take his little family of Hogwarts.
Wow.
Hogwarts. Oh, Warthogs. I'm sorry. Warthogs. Warthogs. I'm making it Hogwarts.
I like that. I like that you're using that now. That's a cute new word to throw shade at people. I'm obsessed.
He looks like one, doesn't he?
I mean, he really does.
They had a picture of him sitting in like the fucking VIP lounge at some the presidential club at the
airport?
Yeah. And he's literally eating a cup of ramen with no spoon or fork, just like drinking it. He's such a warthog. Oh, I cannot stand this man with his neck knee.
Ew.
He's so like, disgusting with his like what? Faux mullet. He's like pepper, salt, and pepper. Life.
God.
So if anyone's not aware, Ted Cruz is the senator for Texas, one of the senators for Texas. And he, while all of his constituents are literally freezing in the cold, as you just mentioned earlier, with no electricity, water, some people are dead.
People are dying in the street.
People are dying.
People and are freezing to death.
No end in sight for many of them.
It's because even crazy.
Even when they do get the electricity back, they won't necessarily have the water, or you know what I mean? So it's
well, then pipes go fucking flood. All that shit's gonna flood when that shit gets like, it's like that shit's gonna thaw out, whole buildings gonna just be wrecked. Like,
throw
really?
Throw the whole shit away. But he throw the whole thing away.
Oh yeah. My God.
So he decided to take his little family to
Cancun.
And someone took a photo of him in the airport. It was late, it was like around like 10 p.m. And went ablaze on Twitter. I wasn't sure if it was him. I was trying to like kind of, you know, with the few photos that I had, you know how I get. I get on my windy shit. You know, I'm like, uh-huh. Oh, is it a I noticed he had a wart on one side of his face. So I was trying to zoom in on that. And then he had that kind of that gut, but then that's pretty, you know, standard for in a Houston airport. So.
Stop
loud because I'm from there.
Stop eating up your fellow citizens.
I'll eat up Brooklyn. I don't care. I'll eat up any city in the US. Fuck it. They're going to literally put us on an island. We're going to get kicked out of Seattle and I'm going to get kicked out.
I am getting kicked out of this place.
Yeah. But yeah, he landed in Cancun and hours later, the internet, it was like that. Remember that meme or that hashtag, has Justine landed yet?
Oh, yes.
Remember the woman that was like, I'm going to Africa. Don't want to get AIDS, though. Remember that? Wow. And they ate her up while she was on her flight. She didn't have, this is before flights had internet on them. So she's turned off her phone. And then everyone was for during a 20-hour flight. People were like, has Justine landed yet? Because we're about to eat her up.
They're she about got to fired. Jump her at the gate. Like the-
It was so clear as day what the outcome was going to be that she got fired within hour four. Like, there was like, by the time she got off the flight, HR had already finished all the paperwork. They said, just sign on the dotted line, bitch.
They're like, bitch, we can get somebody in here to sign. You're not coming back.
Where are you at? Kenya? Well, doc, you could use Doc Hub.
Stay over there.
Yep. So, yeah, got his stuff packed up and just flew right back. Put on a Texas flag mask to represent.
I mean, they flew over there and they stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Mm.
Uh-huh. And that night he was like tweeting about like Rush Limbaugh, rest in peace. Oh, by the way, he died.
Oh, yeah, whatever. That was wonderful.
Round of applause.
Round of applause, people. I'm thrilled.
Aw. You passed away? Aw. Okay. Anyways, Ted Cruz. Aw. Okay.
Sure.
I know. And she said, what was that? Right? No. What was that? Do you have a favorite Wendy moment, by the way? Did we never discuss this?
Wait. What is that? My favorite, probably my favorite one was when she got into it. Who was it? Who was she fighting with? And they were like eating her.
Always anybody. Whitney, but Mariah. No, but
who came on the show? I feel like Omarosa.
Omarosa. Yeah, because you were Europe. You're an Omarosa stan.
I'm low-key an Omarosa stan.
Because she's like, hateful. It's
weird. She's so hateful. I mean,
you don't want to be in the same room as her, but
I want her nowhere near me.
But I want to read her books.
But I also go up for her. Like, you can't talk about her to me. Like, I literally will defend her. Like, I'm obsessed with her. She's
people are like
crazy.
angry black woman. I'm like, and?
I'm like, and? She's smarter than you. Deal. Like, I don't care. Like, you can't read her. Like,
you know, my grandmother always says, takes all kinds to make the world go round.
Yep.
You need a couple bitches in there, too.
You need a bitch like Omarosa.
Yep.
That's my
smartest
girl.
Woman in that White House. Smart enough to get out.
Yep, I mean, where is she? Like, I'm like, I need to check on
scheming.
Her. Scheming. She about to do something.
She's going
to
be on the podcast next week.
I mean, she would come on here and read you.
Have you watched Summer House yet? You're not going
to
watch
it. I'm about to jump back in because I watched the first, when it first came out, I watched it.
There's a black girl on it now, so we're cute.
And
we're
that's
good.
Why I think I'm going to jump on it because she's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get her on. Hey, Sierra, if you're listening, I had Hannah on last week.
Wait, is that the other girl? Is she friends with her?
I mean, there's like six girls. Yeah, but she's friendly with her. She's like the most friendly.
Is that
with her.
The clip of her and they were confronting that dude that they both fucked? Okay, yep. I like that girl too.
Yeah. She's cool. She's cool. He's shout whack. Out Hannah. He's really whack.
Whack.
Ooh. Yeah. I know. I was thinking to myself, I was talking to my producer, Tracy. Shout out, Tracy. He's all shout outs. I was like, but I want to have all the girls on that show on here. But then I was thinking, I don't think I've ever had a straight man on the show. I don't think so.
Well, what would be the point? What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, we don't celebrate men.
We don't celebrate them at all. So, like, yeah, I don't even know what are you going to talk to them about?
Seriously, yeah. So,
like Tom Brady? I don't get it. Like, what are you going to talk about?
We're going to do like, yeah, we'd be like shoe cam. And then they have like Sperry's on. No, thank you. Yuck.
Shoe cam, dirty Yeezys. Like, I don't want to see it. Like, I'm good.
Van slip-ons.
And they're filthy.
I actually like Van Slip-Ons, but not on
I love
man.
Them. Not on them, though.
Yeah, not on them. So Ted Cruz is back. Yeah, honestly, I feel like it was hard to watch him leave the country. during this time, knowing how his people were suffering, his people, his like his constituents in Texas. But it was even harder watching him come back. I was like, just knowing that he's going to be back.
I mean, and then he did that press conference and you could hear people in the background just screaming resign. Like you couldn't even hear him talking. I was like, this is amazing. I'm like, I love the people make the time to, I'm like, you bitches have no power. And you were like, we go into this.
He had the Houston Police Department escort him out of the airport because he knows how Houston gets.
Oh, I hope
they don't play. They'll be waiting at the airport. They're like, oh, there's heat there too? Oh, they have heat? And we can jump them? Oh, we're there. They're like literally boatloads full of people.
He gonna get jumped soon.
Oh, Houston's crazy. Remember when Love and Hip Hop Houston was supposed to happen and they shut down production within 24 hours because someone brought a gun to set? That part. Meg Thee Stallion was supposed to be a part of that, I believe.
Thank God that didn't happen.
I know, yeah. God, see, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Look at God.
Because Meg would have gone so left because she,
she's with. Yeah, she's
we're
not with
so glad Meg so lucky. Did not go reality TV.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Speaking of reality TV, we have not talked about the official return of Real Housewives of Miami. I know you're okay. Fucking hype.
But like without Leah Black, so I'm confused.
No, wait, it's not confirmed yet. They're talking to a bunch of women.
I'm not watching if she's
not there. I'm gonna watch it.
But why is Larsa talk? Why are they talking to Larsa?
I think Leah Black is maybe, okay, hot take.
Uh-oh, here you go. You do
No, but I think Leah Black is the number one most underrated housewife in Housewives history.
I mean, she's top tier to me. Like
she is
I top fuck with her.
Tier. Like she kept that show afloat. She gave it fucking clout because like she lived on Star Island. She was an actual socialite. Lisa Hochstein was cute and stuff, but I like an older housewife who's like established in the community. And she's like, she had that helmet hair. She looked like she had Aquanet. Just like the shit didn't move.
You couldn't tell.
The wind
her
was
shit.
Blowing. Her titties were sick. I love Leah Black. Okay.
I do too. She's
a personality.
Favorite.
Bring her back or
oh, I'm not
no game.
It.
Yeah.
Like Leah Black is who Ramona thinks she is. Like I'm like you
yes,
aren't on this.
Thank
like,
you.
Like that's exactly how Ramona acts. And I'm like, bitch,
you
you're
know
not
what?
Leah.
And I feel like you could. And Leah's kooky enough. I feel like you could even put Leah in like Potomac, and Leah would be like,
oh,
I'm
Leah
fine.
Could go to. She yeah. could go in. I want anywhere. Her in OC. She would eat them up.
Eat those like, up. Yeah. she'd make them disappear. She would say something to her. She'd be like, get rid of her.
Send Leah to Salt Lake City. Actually, that's where I want Leah.
So Larsa might be back. They're saying they're talking about as of today, Page Six exclusively reported that Phil Collins' ex, Oriane Sive, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name right.
Okay.
And singer Paulina Rubio could also Paulina. Potentially. Yeah, we know Paulina Rubio because she had a couple of hits in like the early 2000s or right? It's like whatever.
They could have kept her. I don't need her. Whatever.
Perez Hilton. He appeared on... Perez Hilton, no, he's not going to be. I'm just changing.
No, but like, ew, why?
I know, right? Could someone answer why? I forgot that he existed until the Free Britney doc, but he appeared on Good Morning Britain on Monday.
Oh, right.
And he obviously used to post eviscerating blogs about the singer specifically, like drawing fucking dicks on her face and shit like that. Just like very childish. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, because we came up in that age. Like, we literally grew up on that.
Oh, I'm a Britney stan. So like,
I'm a Britney stan.
No,
but like
down.
But we all watched that and we all frequented his site. Everybody did. You know
oh,
what
no,
I mean?
Because like, it was like the only thing that existed, really.
But it's a testament to true faith and like having Jesus Christ in our lives looking over us to like that we grew up watching Perez Hilton and not turning out like that. Like we could still have the distance to be like, that was really fucking shitty.
Right.
You know? Thank God
I just
we
always,
made it out of that.
I always like watch. I mean, but like even then, I could always be like, Perez Hilton is like, ugly and sloppy and obese. Like he's an actual warthog. So I was like, I want no parts of
he's
this.
He's a warthog with hair plugs.
I was like, if this is what like being gay is, like I want no parts of this. So I was like, I'm gonna just be over here doing something else. Mm-hmm. And he still is a warthog. Like I don't like with no career. Like what are you doing?
Well, I think he has some followers. I think he has like 5 million followers on Twitter. So, I mean, you got to monetize that somehow, right?
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell. Most of these people are buying bots.
I want smoke. Like, when I see him,
on site. <don't>,
like, just put it, file it under on site. I want hands. I don't care.
Like, I'm just add him to the list of people I'm fighting. Like, it's fine.
Did you see, you saw Free Britney?
I couldn't do it.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
No.
You're the only one.
No, I couldn't. No, because I just, I didn't want to do that. Like, I can't, because I like, I already know what was going to be in it. I just couldn't do it because I love her so much. And I was just like,
it wasn't even that bad. I mean, that good.
I'm just like, I already know that they're going to, I'm like, I'm glad this is out and they put this together, but I'm also like, oh my God, this poor woman. Like, I don't even like, is she okay? That she even had to put that, that shit's like out. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, everybody needs to really sit with the fact that like people were awful to her forever. Yeah. Like it's still great. They still are. And she's so wonderful. She never bothered anybody. That girl minds really her business. Does. Like she's the definition of I mind my business. And y'all turned her into a fucking lunatic because you just stressed her out. I'm like, I can't. I want, you know who else on my list who on site smoke? Justin Timberlake, been on my list.
Oh yeah, that's been since Super Bowl.
Ben.
Yeah. What's your favorite Britney album?
Don't do this with me.
What's your favorite Britney album?
It's so hard.
No, it's really not. It's actually not that difficult at all. What are you talking about?
I'm a blackout stan. So.
Exactly. That's the only option. Are you kidding me?
No, it's not, bitch, because the debut album hits to me. So like, I
the debut album hits? Okay.
Hits. For, I mean, all
In
of
the
them
zone
hits.
In
the zone.
Hits. Ying Yang Twins? I got the boom boom. Fuck out of here. Outrageous.
But like, I'm going to say something real. I'm going to say something unpopular. Like, Circus hits for me. Like, I mean, everything hits.
Circus is cute. Yeah.
It's like a
Even
cute bop.
Femme Fatale. Femme Fatale,
Femme Fatale is that girl. Like,
Femme Fatale was when we met. That was that era. We met that around the Femme Fatale era.
Oh, my, that is so, bitch, do not age us out here. Oh, my God. No, Blackout is it though. Like that's
it really is. That's it's a timeless classic. Okay.
Timeless.
When you talk about timeless albums, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Blackout. Oh. What else? Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. You know, just like classic albums.
Yep, so many. I mean, there's so many. I love Blackout. Oh, I might need to cue that up.
Yeah, do it.
I have a whole Britney playlist too. Wait, is it? I don't have enough Blackout on here.
Paris Hilton's engaged.
Wait, she is?
She got engaged.
Who is it?
It's her boyfriend, Carter Room. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It was on Saturday, February 13th. Mm-hmm. After more than a year of dating. And the news of the engagement came on her 40th birthday. I guess her birthday was on the 13th.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at her Insta.
Wasn't she engaged at one point to Nick Carter too? Remember him?
She was also engaged. She was also dating. What's his name? Oh my God, I always forget. He's like an actor that like.
She keeps the rings.
She keep. I mean, yeah. She, I mean, I live for Paris. Like I like.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
I. She like. She's like. She's. Everybody like her. People check for her still. Like she's a vibe.
Okay, so if like me, you, and Ryan Weaver, and just like in a little 2-seater car, the paparazzis are hounding us, and. Lindsay Lohan, Paris, and Britney.
I'm Paris.
Who's who? You're Paris.
I'm definitely Paris.
Who am I? I'm Britney.
You're
I'm
definitely
Britney. Britney. I'm Britney.
Wait, well, I mean, Ryan's definitely Lindsay because of the delusion. Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan.
Because Ryan's definitely Lindsay because he would be like, oh, I'm going to fucking Greece. And I'm like rebranding. It's like delusional. Like, girl, like where?
The like, club is shut down.
It's like club is literally like they shut you down, sis. You made no money.
Wait, Nicki Minaj's dad just died.
That's so sad.
We hit and run in Long
crazy.
Island.
That's crazy. Like, aww. I just didn't stop.
I didn't say anything. I just said, aww. What the fuck? I can't say aw.
You said it goofy though. Like it sounded real. It sounded like you want smoke. You were like, oh, wow.
I didn't say anything. I don't even know that
you
man.
You was about to say
I don't
something.
Even know that lady. I don't know that man. Sorry to them.
Wow.
I didn't say. That's crazy. You're making
Stop.
It. I did not.
Your like, tone is junky. Fix it. Like you sound funny.
Okay, let me just lay off the wine then. I'm sorry. Listen, like he was hit by a car. They ran and he, it's
the
crazy.
The dude turned himself in though.
Yeah, yeah. White.
Oh, white.
I think he's like 70.
No, he's like, I mean, he shouldn't even be behind the wheel. I don't think, whoever it was.
He's going to go to jail and get COVID.
Probably.
He's going to die in there.
It's sad. Oh my God. But like, she just, oh my God, there's just so much like madness around her.
Yeah.
It's like you end the bit with a whole rapist. Your brother is a pedophile. Like
your new baby daddy can't even go to PTA meetings with you because he's not allowed around schools because he's an actual rape, like convicted rapist, right?
Yes.
Right?
It's like
alleged, right? Okay. It's like
it's real.
Okay. Oh, it's right. Okay. Oof. Couldn't be me.
Could never be me.
At all. Nope. Speaking of. Safari.
Why?
Last week, Safari, Nicki Minaj's ex, if anybody who doesn't speak hood booger, I know, because Safari lives in this weird little universe of like only Mona Scott Young Productions, where yes. It's like, we have to know who he is, but nobody actually enjoys
that only shows up on Black folks' TV. It's like, nobody knows who that is. We don't like him.
We don't like him.
Like, who are you talking about?
Yeah. But even like, he comes on and we're like, oh, not him again.
Oh my God, I can't.
I can't. But listen,
I mean, the D is cute, but other than that, I'm good.
That's true. So Safari was online on Instagram, posted a photo of his one-year-old daughter and said, "New millennium is crazy now. Back in the day, you had to close your eyes and imagine what a girl you look like naked. Now, almost every girl is naked just because. I got to make sure my daughter is different. She needs me." She needs you to shut the fuck up. You are the hoe in the house. The call is coming from inside the house, sir. You have a whole OnlyFans account. You sell your Zozo online. Please stop it.
Sir.
No, he literally sells a fucking mold of his dick online.
Sir, stop. I can stick you inside of me. Like, what are you talking about?
Stop. Stay out of women's business. He's like, right. Please don't. I can't. Stop sexualizing your daughter at the age of one. You're fucking right. Weird.
Why weirdo. Are you blowing up her spot? She go hate you anyway.
Like, also, Erica, do you know the women that you date? Like, hello,
Erica go turn her against you anyway. So it don't even matter.
Google Erica Mena and he's talking about, my daughter can't be naked. Please, sir. Google yourself. I can't stand.
I mean, while you're on it, then like you got like, let's talk about Boosie trying to come for Lori Harvey.
Oh, I'm like, if y'all her. Lil Boosie.
He was like, she ain't wife material because she running through niggas. It's like, you have 10 baby mamas. What are you talking about?
Is he still banned from Crunch Gems?
Yeah.
He was banned from Crunch Gems earlier in 2020 for making homophobic remarks on the gym floor, right? And so they banned him nationwide. First off, you're at Crunch Gem.
Broke.
I probably saw him on the gym floor.
Like, sir.
Why I was at Crunch Gym this morning. My trainer was wearing my ass out.
Oh, were you? Are you trying to get your body back?
Yeah, stop it.
What? I mean, where are you going?
Nowhere. I mean, you know, when we finally get out of this. Listen, remember when you said body ain't ready?
It ain't still. Is it cooking?
It's cooking. You can't.
It's cooking. Yeah. I mean.
We're going to be good. Don't worry. We're going to be back.
Don't have it overdone. I mean, where are you going?
Oh, nowhere. I'm not getting on a plane again until. I'm not getting on a plane again until they've properly fumigated after Ted Cruz left his, because I don't want to accidentally overlap and get on one of his planes. You don't know what Ted Cruz carries.
And get the new blend of COVID.
He literally got on a plane, flew to Cancun to get off in the airport, get back on. Are you just trying to transport?
I'm like, COVID? What are you doing? I'm like, you definitely got it. So like, what are you doing?
And if you get it, you're definitely going under. Like
I hope so. Who can we
get that Chris Christie? But
can we get that during Black History Month? We got a few more days. I need some more deaths. I need more deaths.
Rush Limbaugh was not enough because that was more for the black. That was more for the black gays.
Oh, that was exciting. I need something
for the. We need something for the ladies.
I need something splashy. Like, give me some else. I need some else.
We are going down.
I need a Black History Month.
Watch us be the ones.
Wow. We're not going anywhere. The ancestors have us protected. I'm good.
Did you see the Wendy Williams movie?
I tried to watch it and I just kept laughing. And I was like, this is so goofy.
It's a long movie. It's 2 hours. You have to be really dedicated.
It's a lot. It was like a lot. The girl is like spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. Yeah. I mean, you have to overplay that part, right? It's like.
Well, I mean, like. Wendy is a character.
You can't play Wendy like a normal person.
Well, I mean, she isn't one, so I don't know how that. I mean, I couldn't. I was just like, okay. I'm like,
who would play you in a docu her in a bio?
I don't know.
You think you can act like that?
I don't know who I can like. I don't know who would be able to do
it. The movie was okay. It was good. The documentary was way better.
Okay.
It was really illuminating. It was great. Loved that much Wendy. It was amazing. She was eating Doritos with caviar.
Oh my God, I can't. Like, why is she always like this?
I love it. I fucking love it.
It's so hectic. Like,
did
girl.
Did you know that Bobby Brown had a movie out? I think I heard something about this, but I didn't pay attention, but it was just out the other day.
Why would you have paid attention?
I know. It was on Lifetime too, of course.
Okay.
Who else is commissioning a film of
like,
Bobby Brown?
I don't have that channel. Like,
okay, but redo the moment where he was performing on stage at the VMAs and actually dropped a Coke vial on the ground and picked it up during his dance routine. Redo that moment.
That
was an iconic moment.
That was the legend jumped out. Like I was like,
okay, the ghost of Mary Cosby's grandmother.
Stop, Rosemary Cosby and Jesus in that picture. Like I can't. I need a frame of. I need.
This
a
is a perfect moment to say adieu to this episode, so we can go over to the bonus episode because we have so much to discuss about the Real Housewives of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion. Did you catch some? Right? Did you?
Yeah, caught up. I'm caught up in the Salt Lake City.
Okay, you're good. I knew you would be.
I can't. It's Mary. Mary's it. Like I gotta stay with her.
We're going to discuss that. I want to tell you about Real Housewives in New Jersey, even though you only saw a couple clips. I'm just going to go in it a bit about it. And okay. Before we go off, if everyone could go to the iTunes page, leave a rating and review for my birthday. It would be a perfect gift for me. I would really appreciate that. And also, just so you guys know, we also have the recap weekly episodes with my producer, Tracy. So if you subscribe on the Patreon, I believe it's $10, you get these episodes, the bonus episode of this, and then also the recap. And the recap covers Real Housewives of New Jersey. We are so excited about it. And Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Real Housewives of Dallas. Are you watching Dallas?
No. Are you watching Atlanta?
I'm dipping in and out. It's not good. You would actually fuck with Dallas. Like the way that you hate these women, like I feel like you would be. And Tiffany Mooney's good.
I like her. I watched the clips with her. She's it. Like, I like
She's
her.
Doing weird, freaky shit, too. Like, she's having the women over for a pizza party and sneaking crickets onto their pizza and making them eat grasshoppers and crickets.
I live for that shit.
Dude. I live it. It's very...
It's giving very much Jewels from... It's giving Jewels.
What is this?
It's giving Jewels. Like,
and I'm here for it.
It's here for very it. Much Jewels throwing silverware in the fucking calzone. It's, like, very much
love
like
it. And
that.
Lithium. Shout out to Jules.
Jules, love you.
Jonathan, tell the people where to follow you on social media.
You can follow me on Twitter at MRLAWHORNE and then on Instagram, MR.LAWHORNE. Yep, keep it popping. I was trapping last night on my Instagram, so if y'all want to go see
with the men. Yeah, I saw the picture of you were a white man's whore.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day, even.
Wow.
Laid up with this dude.
Blowing up my spot.
Blowing up your own. You're
blowing up my
yourself.
Own spot, girl. Yeah.
You guys go to his social media, but keep it cute.
Keep it cute. I mean, on Twitter, I don't even want to talk to you on Twitter. We're fighting. That's it. That's all I do over here.
And you guys know where to find me on social media. Subscribe to the Patreon so you can get this bonus episode because we are about to get into Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and the magic that is Mary. You should just call the show There's Something About Mary.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she was not going to be a main housewife is crazy. Oh, bye.
They're dumb. Bye, guys.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.